Welcome to Frequency Matters, the RF Microwave Update Series. I'm Pat Hindle. I'm here with my co-host, Gary LaRude. This episode, we're going to take a look at our August millimeter wave technology themed issue. It's kind of a new theme that we had to slide in because European Microwave Week was delayed.
Right.
So the cover feature is great, written by Hughes Network Systems, and they take a look at the challenges and opportunities for upper E-band wideband satellite communications. And they do a good job of focusing on the components and the test challenges, so a perfect fit for us. So what else do we have for technical features?
Well, also on the millimeter wave theme from Aerovant, we have a contactless waveguide flange, and the rationale behind that is it eases the setup for testing and makes very repeatable, accurate measurements. Then we have another article from the Drexel University Synergy team. They're continuing their work on developing frequency synthesizers based on optoelectronic oscillators. And the part of the focus this time is on shrinking and integrating that so it would be amenable for a front end. And they basically take a multi-mode indium phosphide laser, use silicon photonics to do integration with silicon germanium electronics. So it's a pretty neat article. Then we have an interesting collaboration from Gelpack and BAE Systems. They have finally solved the problem of what's called component out of pocket, what we used to call the waffle pack, and we'd have chips that would get out of it when you try to open the waffle pack. And it's really surprised me that after all these decades, it's only now that they've fixed that problem. But it's an elegant solution from Gelpack and BAE Systems. And then the last article I'll mention from Gavin Watkins at Toshiba Research, he's done a full duplex system. This one uses a hybrid coupler with a variable impedance to do the basically the interference suppression of the transmit signal. So something for everyone.
Yeah, we've had a lot of articles on the simultaneous transmit and receive technology.
Right.
So turning to the news for the summer, the mergers and acquisitions are heating up big time. So the first one I wanted to mention was Magna International acquired Veoneer. And if we remember, Veoneer was the one that was spun off from Autoliv,
right.
And Autoliv had bought the MACOM radar sensors, which we're very familiar with.
Right.
And so that's a lineage there, and it makes them a big leader in the ADAS systems. And at the same time, they also announced that they were going to field the first digital automotive radar, and that will appear on the Fisker Ocean model next year. So we're starting to see these 4D radar technology be implemented. And then also, Skyworks announced that they completed their acquisition of Silicon Labs Automotive and Infrastructure Group. It's a very good move for Skyworks because they're very reliant on the handset revenue, so this kind of diversifies them into some of the other markets. They have timing products and some other things that expand their portfolio.
Yeah, nice move on their part.
So what else on mergers and acquisitions?
Well, a couple of long-standing names in the industry, L3 Harris Electron Devices and Narda West, have been spun out and acquired by Arlington Capital Partners. They're a private equity firm based out of Washington, D.C. So this will be a new company called Stellant Systems. It will be managed by the management team from Electron Devices, and they're going to be focused on the defense market, as you would expect. And then we saw another acquisition, a company called Integrated Microwave Corporation, based in San Diego, was acquired by Knowles. And Integrated Microwave Corporation is basically a filter company. They have a variety of technologies, ceramic, lumped element, and cavity. And they go down to VHF and also, because of the cavity filters, can handle high power. So it really expands Knowles' portfolio in the filter area.
Lots of activity.
Definitely.
I did want to go back to the automotive radar market. There were some more news in that area. So like I said, they are fielding some of these 4D radar technology. Viar announced that they have a smaller version of their radar module. They're going to use it for motorcycles and scooters for safety applications. And that's in conjunction with Piaggio Fast Forward, which is a Boston-based company. And then we also saw MetaWave is fielding their first beamforming samples. They're giving those to Mirez Technologies, which is a joint venture with Toyota and Denso, so a couple of big names. It'll be interesting to see what technology takes hold because there are different forms. There's digital radar, there's the beamforming from MetaWave, and we've seen a lot of other startups in this area. So I think I'm going to do a quick summary article in the next week or so on that.
Oh, that'd be great.
Any other news we missed?
So then we have another entrant into the broadband race. This is from Inmarsat. They are planning a hybrid 5G network that's going to be a combination of their geo satellites. It's going to be a terrestrial 5G network, and it's going to be, in the future, something like 150 to 175 LEO satellites. And they intend to focus on basically areas where you have high data rates and a capacity block. So they're talking about maritime, aircraft, and government applications. And they call this new venture Orchestra. The tagline is, it's all going to play in harmony together.
I get it. So turning to events, I'll be heading out to DesignCon, which is high-speed digital design market. There's a lot of RF companies that play in that market, so it's good to touch base with them. There's the test companies like Keysight, Rohde, Anritsu, yeah. The connector companies, Amphenol, Samtech, the materials companies, Rogers, etc., and also the software companies like Ansys and Cadence. So I'll be touching base with them. And it's in San Jose this year instead of Santa Clara because they're co-locating with another event.
Well, I hope with the pandemic that it's a good show and a lot of people turn out for it.
Yeah, it will be smaller than usual, but there will be some people there.
So we just finished the first day of our EDICon online show. We had 9 different presentations based on, as you well know, 5G, IoT, and Wi-Fi. I moderated 3 of them, and they were all very informative and detailed presentations. And they're already up on our website, so if any of our viewers didn't see them yesterday in real time, they can go back and watch the replay now. And next Wednesday, we're going to be focused on our next topic, which will be PCB and interconnect. And this will continue for the full month. There'll be four Wednesday sessions on various topics, as you well know. So you can review the presentations and register for the ones that you want to see at the edicononline.com website. And I think that's a wrap for this episode. We want to thank our sponsor, Skyworks, for making it possible. As Pat mentioned, Skyworks is a broad-based semiconductor supplier. Their mission is to connect everyone and everything all the time. And you can see their latest webinar, which we hosted several weeks ago, called Front-End Design for Next Generation Massive MIMO. That was a good one, and you'll probably find it very informative. So thanks for watching, and we'll be back in a couple weeks.